This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Orioles have won 4 of 5, and now they hit the rope. They're in Cleveland tonight, first pitch at 6:40. Someone who you're going to see in center field, you're going to see batting seventh, is Cedric Mullins, and Cedric joins us now. And first off, said, want to hit the event Sunday at Topgolf, Big League Impact. It was an awesome, awesome event. Raised nearly $27,000 for the City of Refuge, Baltimore. I want to thank Only Moran's, Merit Properties, The Pete Store, RBR Technologies, and Corey Alexander for sponsoring. But just your thoughts on the event, Cedric, and just the ability to interact with all those fans.
No, again, thank you for having me. It was a super cool event. And like you said, like thank you to the sponsors for helping get all that set up. It was awesome. We had a great time. Really engaging with the fan base while, you know, hitting some golf balls off, a little friendly competition, you know, just a little bit of everything. And the guys that came out to, you know, help support the event had a great time as well. They were talking about it the next day, and you know, it was just really fun.
Well, Cedric, I mean, the baseball is crazy. We had Austin on last week promoting the event. Austin was one of the signature guys, you know, who was a part of this. And then obviously Austin's traded to Philadelphia, and he talked to us a little bit last week about, you know, you try to block everything out, but you're human, you know, and it is sort of an interesting time in the baseball calendar. Like, you guys, yeah, anybody, right, could be Wayne Gretzky was traded. Babe Ruth was traded. Like, what was the last 3 or 4 days like for you guys?
It was kind of controlled chaos. You know, like you said, it's one of those moments where it is in the back of our minds because we do want to keep up with, you know, what's going on in the workplace, but at the same time, on the other end of it, we're out there to play baseball, yeah, compete and win with the team that we're with. So it's just one of those weird feelings where, yeah, things could be changing in the blink of an eye for any one of us. But our task at hand was still to go out there and win some games.
I mean, you and Austin have been together so long through a lot of thick and thin individually, right, at various points of your climb to the majors. And then your ascent to the majors where you guys have both, you know, been all-stars. Like, how difficult is it not to have him riding with you anymore? And I'm guessing you've had a chance to chat with him since the trade.
Yeah, it's something that even when we were younger, it was one of those things where it's like, we would want this to go on for as long as possible. We know the odds of that were always somewhat low, but yeah, you just never knew. So, you know, for that move to finally be made, you know, I have talked to him a little bit, but, you know, we've kind of let each other have our space and kind of process everything that's been going on since there still were many moves to be made. And just kind of keying in, locking in on, you know, the changes. You know, he, you know, moving him and his entire family, yeah, out to Philly is a lot. So, you know, I wasn't going to bombard him,
sure,
with phone calls like that. But, you know, seeing him settle in pretty well out there and, you know, me continuing to make my improvements here with the team, It's been fun to watch.
We're speaking to Cedric Mullins. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Well, Cedric, Mike Elias was very busy. The Orioles made several additions. What have you thought of your new teammates?
Yeah, the guys are still filtering in now. You know, I haven't had a chance to meet everybody yet. I still don't think I've come across Rogers or Jimenez. it's been crazy. So I know the dust is going to be settling here pretty soon with everyone getting to their designated teams. But it's going to be fun to get to know these guys. You know, I've been playing against them for a few years, and you never really know your competition. So it's just one of those things where it's cool to, you know, meet some new guys, get a feel for their personalities, and go out there and compete hard with them.
Well, Cedric, you referenced, you know, you being, you know, locked in right now and what you've done individually to kind of turn your season around. It feels like as a group, like just watching the last four or five games, maybe versus some of the ones previous, feels like a lot more line drives, you know, a lot more sort of power alley to power alley, maybe shorter swings at times, like a lot of damage being done even when the ball doesn't leave the yard.
Yeah, I mentioned it to our media a few days ago. I said we just need to get to that brand of baseball that we're used to putting out there. You know, being tough out in the box, you know, drawing our walks, stealing bases, the power is going to be there. We always know that. But it's being able to manufacture those runs when we need them. And then we have those big innings where the long ball is involved. That's our game. So to get back to that the past few days, it's been very encouraging for us, and we continue to keep that going.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cedric, it was a really bittersweet day yesterday. You guys just won your fourth win in five games, but unfortunately losing Jordan Westberg for an extended period of time, fractured right hand, just your reaction to the news.
Yeah, you know, I was definitely disappointed in the news, and, you know, hoping Westy's doing all right, because, you know, that can take a toll on, you know, the person that it happened to as well, let alone the team, just because of the season that he was putting together. You know, in terms of what's next, it's that next man up mentality, unfortunately, but, you know, it's just a matter of guys stepping up into a couple of bigger roles and, you know, being able to replicate the production he was putting out.
Cedric, they've obviously, Major League Baseball has sort of altered the landscape of the postseason with the extended wild cards, and it impacted the trade deadline. Last year, we saw it impact October, right? A lot of the wild card teams, well, heck, both the final two standing, were wild cards. And we've asked different people about this, Brett Boone, among others. Like, obviously, you want to win the division, but at this point, is it just more about getting in the dance than anything else? Like, have they sort of, I don't want to say devalued, but have they put maybe a little less of a premium on actually being the quote-unquote one seed versus maybe just being able to play baseball on a regular basis as soon as the playoffs start?
I can't really speak on that as a whole, but what I can say is we want to take first place regardless of what that looks like in terms of a postseason. You know, it's just continuing to put our best foot forward and just continue to show our dominance as a team. I think that's kind of what the goal for everyone is, whether you're in a wild card position or not. Like, maintaining first place makes you a threat, you know, regardless of what the playoff situation looks like at that point.
We're speaking to Cedric Mullins. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Cedric, got to get your thoughts on James McCann. I mean, that was one of the more scary scenes that you will ever see in a baseball game. But, I mean, did you think there was any way he was staying in that baseball game? I mean, badass doesn't do justice to James McCann.
Yeah, that was one of the crazier moments I think I've seen in a game in a long time, for him to literally wear a ball off the face. And because of how long it took him to, you know, come off the field just to get that additional look, I had a gut feeling that he was going to try to stay in. You know, it was the scenario at hand. You know, we were playing a doubleheader that day. You know, if he's not in that game, then Rush has to catch two, which obviously could tire a dude out. So he stepped up big time for us in that scenario. And, you know, he really showed us what he was made of. And I think that carried over to, you know, what the mentality is with the teams. Like, we are a bunch of grinders. We're gritty. And we're going to continue to ball out regardless of the situation.
Cedric, will Anthony Santander hit 50 home runs?
I think Tony can do what he wants at this point. That man's been on an absolute tear. It's been fun to watch. It's always crazy when he gets going, especially after, you know, a slower start than he's probably used to. For him to pick it up like he did has been nothing short of impressive.
Cedric, before we let you go, are there, we know the event just passed with Big League Impact, but are there any other ways that people could get involved with Big League Impact?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, you can go to, you can find their website online. If I'm not mistaken, it's bigleagueimpact.org. I'll have to verify that. I don't have the website.
We'll double check it.
But, you know, there are plenty of ways to get involved. Like I said, you can donate to specific causes if you want to. Their website kind of gives you some guidelines as to how you can be a part of it. And they're also nationwide, so it's not like they're specific to Baltimore. They're all over the place. So they're helping people across the nation, across the world. So there's plenty of involvement opportunities there.
You nailed it, bigleagueimpact.org. Cedric, we really appreciate it, man, and we'll be watching tonight.
Thanks so much.
All right, thank you guys for having me. Y'all have a great one.
Thank you. You too. Yeah, I'm on the website now. I mean, there's different events and different markets going on, campaigns. They've got fantasy football.
Yes,
you can
they
be
do.
In fantasy football leagues with major league ball players. You can just make straight up donations to Big League Impact. Again, bigleagueimpact.org.
It was an awesome event. Just seeing, and there were probably, gosh, 8 or 9 players coming out. And
again, that's a really tricky time for a lot of guys.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was a great turn. And the players, you know, interacting with the fans and also the City of Refuge, Baltimore. I mean, an awesome, awesome charity that $27,000 went towards a really great, great cause there.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.